again, brothers and sisters, it's the Alchemist of Orphan Stain. Welcome to the year of the Alchemist Labs. Your subsidiary, the Ministry of Slime, brought to you by the All Silence, Lost of Alvar, and part of the Mirage Building. Ah, yes, dear brothers and sisters, that's how the show used to start, and it's only appropriate because this has been the Alchemistry Labs 17 through 26. Either A, passed up, or ear candy to tempt the listeners into the backlog of the show, or it was picked up by Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Or not, tune in and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, chat with your favorite DJs, and more. The show is hosted at orpheusstain.podomatic.com, as well as played on We Slack Radio on chaosradioaustin.org. An honorable mention, the show also used to be played on Bob's Golden Stream and Upstart Radio. So let's listen back to what has been the Elk Ministry Labs.
I bossed my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And we're having a molson with...
As luck would have it, one of America's two most powerful villains of the next decade
is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Bob's your uncle.
The villains themselves were ultimately responsible for much of the popularity. Audiences love to hate.
Bob and Doug were recently nominated for the Order of Canada.
The importance of the villain was not overlooked. Of course, one of the worst of all was
Bob and Doug.
They had no code of ethics.
But that's what I'm getting now from Bob and Doug.
Work on these boys. Anybody bring a gun for me?
Yeah, here's one.
Not one, but two.
Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob. This is my brother Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And Wolf.
Typical villain releases included...
Our topics are our album
and a sequel.
And oh, my brother's finger.
What happened?
Whoa.
He broke his finger, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Doc, tell him, eh?
I was picking my nose and we hit a car.
Yeah.
Two historical figures, outlaws and desperados at that, the villainous pair of really nice boys who just happened to be on the wrong side of the law.
Older mania is reaching epidemic proportions.
Abilities. Villains who were the personification of carnage.
Bob and Doug.
More accurately, the dark side of our beings. Perhaps it is due to this seminal connection that audiences can relate their experience in life with the villains and their dastardly doings.
just like a nightclub. Everyone's excited and confused.
Baby, check this out. I've got something to say.
Lesbian, P.O.B. Cock, 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 pussy, cock, pussy, pussy, cock, pussy, cock, pussy, cock, money, 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 shit.
The blood tide of filth is engulfing our country.
Tongue fucking asshole, licking, cyber, 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 hawk, anal, fishing, lesbian, P.O.B. Cock, 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 pussy, cock, pussy, pussy, cock, pussy, cock, pussy, cock, money, 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 shit. Tongue fucking asshole, licking, cyber, 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 hawk, anal, fishing, lesbian,
Oh, pushing lesbian POV. Cock, 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 pussy cock, pussy, pussy cock, pussy cock, pussy cock, money, money, money shot.
You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panamas and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries. Fuck you if you don't like sweet potato fries. Fuck you if you don't like driving a car. Fuck you if you don't like riding in a car. And fuck you if you don't like antiques. That's right. Fuck you if you don't like dead people in coffins. I don't like them either, but you have to be respectful. Fuck you if you don't like compact fluorescents. They cost more, but you save the earth. Fuck you if you don't like staying up late. Fuck you if you don't like waking up late. And fuck you if you don't brush your teeth. That's nasty. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Yeah, that's right, it's not even about Jesus, it's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. You gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like Goodwill to Men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den and stockings hung by the motherfucking fireplace with care. Fuck you if you don't like working for a living. Fuck you if you don't like the spirit of giving. Fuck you if you don't like yams from a can. And fuck you if you don't like honey-baked ham. Fuck you if you don't like eggnog. Fuck you if you don't like other kinds of nog. And fuck you if you don't like reindeer dogs. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. 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 Yeah, you know it's not even about, you know, you don't have to put up a cross. You just gotta get out and go to the mall. You know, we need different stuff in the economy now. Things are changing. You gotta get out to the mall and just go in the doors. And just open up your mind, you know. You gotta go down to the hat store, give the hat store some money. You gotta go and get some shoes. You gotta get some stuff for your table, man. You gotta get stuff for the Christmas table. No, you can use it on Easter. Multi-usage things, you can go down. You know, you go down to the candle store and you can use those if the power goes out. You just gotta spread it around. You can't just think of yourself. You can't just think of yourself just this one time because it's Christmas.
I found right, here we go. Hey, Andrew, you ready over there, huh?
I'm all set.
Hey, Richard, you good, huh?
I'm ready, man. Let's do it. Come on.
Hey, David, you're good, huh?
I'm feeling good.
Well, Mike.
Let's do it.
All right, here we go. Look, everything's going to work out just fine. I can see it. I can see it ahead.
all gonna work out just fine.
Open the show, we heard my remix called The Illest Villains, Bob and Doug. And then we got our mojo running with Peeping Tom. Then we heard Guar with Metal Metal Land. And Man It's So Loud in Here by They Might Be Giants. Followed by Uberbite with Money Shot. And Fuck You If You Don't Like Christmas by Crudbump. Dead Christmas by Monster Magnet. And A Change at Christmas, Say It Isn't So by The Flaming Lips. Yes, brothers and sisters, you are listening to the Alchem Industry Labs, and I am your humble DJ, Orpheus Stain, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. We'll start off the next set with a piece I call The John Dillinger Died for You and It's Still Alive Society, with John Dillinger Died for You and It's Still Alive. Then we'll hear Bjork and Tom York with I've Seen It All, Bill Drummond with I Believe in Rock and Roll, and then we'll hear Tom T. Hall with I Like Beer. Followed by 12 Rounds, Joyous, and we'll be closing the show with a piece I made called I Believe in Bob and Doug. Enjoy, brothers and sisters. I'm not going to be able to do that.
John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. All the many outlaws who will become household names in the 1930s. One will be idolized above all others. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Of all the many outlaws who will become household names in the 1930s, one will be idolized above all others. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. John Dillinger. Public enemy number one.
Shut down his trap.
Public enemy number one.
Oh, wait, hold up.
the same James Riley who was on the Mooresville, Indiana force when Dillinger was first arrested in 1924?
The reporter had begun.
Yes, and a smart alecky young punk he was. I don't hold with some of these people who've written books about him and said the long sentence he got back then is what made him bitter and turned him bad. He got the long sentence because he was so snotty to the judge. Not a sign of repentance or remorse, just wisecracks and a know-it-all grin spread all over his face. A bad apple from the sort. And always hell-bent for leather. In a hurry to get God knows where. Sometimes folks used to joke that there were two of him he'd go through town so fast, rushing to his own funeral. First bank job I pulled off in Daleville, Indiana. I used the line that I always repeated, lie down on the floor and keep calm. Hoover couldn't miss it. That's been the motto of the jams ever since Diogenes the Cynic. He knew no ordinary bank robber would be quoting an obscure Greek philosopher. The reason I repeated it on every heist was just to rub it in and let him know I was taunting him.
Venturing down the main street, John Dillinger felt the perspiration on his neck.
The spirit of Momo is stronger than the Illuminati's technology,
Pip Blanket said.
Remember that. We've got the second law of thermodynamics on our side. Chaos steadily increases all over the universe. All law and order is a kind of temporary accident.
But I've got to walk through that door all alone. The secret of five depends on it. This time it's my turn to be the goat. The bank suddenly loomed before him. Too suddenly, his heart skipped a beat. Then calmly he drove his Chevrolet Coupe over to the curb and parked. He left his hands on the steering wheel and squeezed hard. He took a deep breath and repeated the formula. 23 Skittles. It helped a little. He got out of the car and forced his feet and legs to move, and he walked straight for the bank door.
Fuck it,
he said.
23 Skittle.
He walked through the door, and then he did the thing the bank tellers remembered after and told the police. He reached up and adjusted his straw hat to the most dapper and debonair angle, and he grinned.
All right, this is a stick-up,
he said, clearly taking out his pistol.
Everybody lie down on the floor and keep calm. None of you will get hurt.
Small modest bungalow.
What a front, huh?
Simon chuckled, knocked. A little old man. He was 5'7" exactly, Joe remembered from the FBI files. Opened the door.
Here's our new recruit,
Simon said simply.
Come in, John Dillinger said, and tell me how an asshole egghead like you can help us beat the shit out of those motherfucking Illuminati cocksuckers.
haven't seen elephants, kings or Peru.
I'm happy to say I had better to do.
What about China? Have you seen the Great Wall?
All walls are great if the roof doesn't fall. The man you will marry, the home you will share.
To be honest, I really don't care.
Girls, I believe in going to hell.
read the facts. I read them. You can have them back. People say, it's all so shallow. Like deep sea diving to me.
Sipping vermouth, and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes you feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene, and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Yeah.
it broke, nose bleeding. Now it is a time for me to go. Blood and sweat and tears will never stop, so I'm leaving, reeling from the kicks and the blows. Be happy, be joyous, be grateful.
Welcome to the Great White North. I'm Bob, this is my brother Doug.
How's it going, Ian?
Maybe if you have a show, it's a good idea to have a topic coming in.
Good luck, guys.
Take off.
By the way, this topic was my idea.
Yeah, okay. So the
psychic. Mental disorders. Brilliant mind.
What's that mean, Abe?
Smart.
Yeah, okay.
Get him in here.
Circuit. Reconnected.
Systems restored. Graph back to normal.
No.
Who are you? Who sent you?
Sent who? Me? It's
Bob and Doug.
Scientist. Practical and fantastic. As rare as that metal face.
Ooh, a character by the name of...
Well, they certainly aren't a challenge to anyone's intellect. I mean, that's the one thing about Bob and Doug.
But I recognized you. I thought you were somebody I know.
Shit. You look exactly like him. The same features, the same build.
Don't give me that.
Please.
There's nobody that looks like me.
Are you trying to take him on, Mom?
You need an army to take him.
Cause you're nothing! Cause you're nothing!
Bob and Doug.
You know I love you. Don't go.
I've got to. Well, they certainly aren't a challenge to anyone's intellect. I mean, that's the one thing about Bob and Doug. If there ever was a definition of the lowest common denominator, I think that's it. I believe in the guys. I'm not demeaning them.
The theme of Bob and Doug is the search for the topic, so...
What's that mean, Abe?
Roses have thorns, Abe. They're tough. You're tough.
You're hypnotizing me.
I'm hypnotizing all hosers. Concentrate on my brother Doug's hose head.
Cut.
Okay, well, that's our show for today, which just goes to prove that you can do a show with, like, very little preparation.